Hey, everybody, Brian here, quantlabs.net. We are just about to start up our live stream here. Just gotta obviously share the screen. Man. Oh, here we go. Okay. That's a good sign. We are now sharing the screen. We're live on YouTube. All right, so I put out another video of crypto. We could have gotten a 5% return, 4% return, but oh no, let the greed set in and then you lose negative five. Way to go. Let's just talk about the regular stuff that I'm sure you know about. Here we are on April 16th on 22:14 p.m. You can see here very weak markets. Especially the U.S. I mean, they're doing okay. 0.5%, 1/3 for S&P, 0.5% for Dow, NASDAQ, Russell up 0.25%, gold is up 0.6%, silver 0.3%, some Forex, 10-year bond is up, get that in a minute, and then Bitcoin and all that. So let's carry on. All right. So before I get started, it's always a good thing to make sure that you're on my email list, quantlabs.net. Okay. You can join that, get some free PDF books and some secret sauce trading tech out there that I have used, as well as my private chat server, lifetime access, quantlabs.net/DVD. All right, so let's get on with the show. There's really not much to show outside of yesterday. I mean, the Australia USD, there are some, everything's either drifting or, I mean, British pound moving a little bit and drops back. And it's so kind of unpredictable. It's really hard to gauge to be an active trader in any of this really muck. I'm looking at USD Canada short, very choppy. I don't know. We are starting to see potential long-term safe havens. We got a long here on a USD Norway. USD Denmark has got a short. But here's where I'm really paying attention now, even though the returns are really minuscule. Here we are on a daily chart. Okay, we're going all the way back. That's a 4-hour chart. Let me just do a daily. You can see here, $2,800, August 2020. Okay, gold has come down so much to here at 22. Somewhere in there, 22, 23, and people get all excited when it hits something like, basically, I don't know, man. I don't know. And they just get excited by, right now it's at 22.90. It's been very range bound. These are paltry returns, but it's a long. So here we have a long in Australia dollar. Canada's got a little bit of performance. You can use these metrics I've talked about before in different currencies, see how they perform against each other. Here we have Europe. And again, we're not seeing people wanting to hold silver in US dollar. Why is that? So here we get some performance, but it's a calling for short. Gold in pound, and again, I said, sorry, gold in euro and Swiss franc, they're all long, but you never see gold in US dollar. It's a very weak currency. So that's why I sit here and kind of have a good laugh. But here we have some shorts. Well, it's a really mixed report, gold and pound. And then a short, And then we have another short in the Japanese yen. Start looking at silver. It's the same thing. Long in silver in Australia, Canada, Swiss franc, two of those. Europe, pound, Hong Kong now, two of those. And then Japanese yen, and then New Zealand, Singapore, two of those. So they're longs, they're consistent, but to be honest, why bother? Australia, Hong Kong, some of these Asian ones you have with the Australian, Hong Kong, Singapore, longs. So good news on Australia, I guess. Lots of shorts here. I don't know. The currencies are just not the kind of market I want to be in. Euro and the pound dropped. Again, there's still long for Hong Kong. None of this excites me. Euro, Swedish dropping. Hong Kong markets has a long, but Japan, not much there. Well, two longs though. Thailand, just a, well, it looks like a short, small short. All right. Here's the kicker. USD, China won. Short performing bad. It's because of the spike in vaccine and virus in Japan. Sorry, in China. I got a story on that. My Telegram newsletter or my news group. Here's some bonds. It's still looking good. This is the 5-year, two longs. And it is stable. 10-year. Again, USD, Canada pointing down. Same with USD, CHF. But again, you're not seeing the top picks here anymore of the US markets. Russell, you'll see in here. We'll see that in a minute. USD, Norway again, we got that. So is the markets going to reverse to point down? That's what I'm thinking here. We have oil, some big moves there. You can see that big bar. That was April 14th. Soybean, okay, along. That's starting to move up quite nicely, actually. Coming into harvest season, I think, or to growing season, soybean. Swiss franc and Hong Kong, not much. Again, a lot of these are just, I can't even be bothered. We have another, so we only have two currencies, pound and US dollar, as well as the Australia and US dollar. And it's just not even worth talking about. Got some Turkish yen, but you see that big drop. I wouldn't be trading this thing in a million years. It's Turkish. Australia, CHF. Oh, we got one. My gaze as keeps climbing. Gas, ES keeps climbing. I'm not seeing it. I could pull it up. Yeah, I think it's petering out. This is just guidance on what I think is better guidance in the U.S., and I'm starting to see it. There's not much to pick from. Brent crude, it's got still a long there. If this is true, that could be a nice run-up if there was panic moving in the market. That's the U.S. Norway. So here we have some more gold. Okay, check out VIX levels stabilizing to pre-pandemic levels. That's a good call. I haven't seen that. Let me just see if I can pull that up. Hang on here. Yeah, but just so you know, it's getting worse for certain countries, especially where I'm at. Here's the Yahoo Finance. So if I'm going to look for VIX, it's stable. Where's the VIX here? Here, this one has done okay, the Russell. Let me see. Where's the VIX? The bond's doing pretty good, actually. Yeah, I'll believe you, man. They usually have it listed here. Doesn't matter. But continuing along, it's just a lot of this is just like, why? Silver has not moved a lot. It's just range bound. A lot of it. Now we're moving to the very good. Oh, I forgot to show you. Did I do China, the yuan? Let's see here. I think I know it. It's up here somewhere. But it's shorting because of and dropping because of the virus count. That's a for sure thing. So many tech traders shorting the ES, getting wiped out to cut the past few months. Yeah, I know. That's why I don't trade it. It's not very predictable. But you know, as you know, I only do crypto anyways, so. Just trying to go through here real fast. Here we go. China 30. Look how weak those moves are. It's very weak. And this is because of the virus. But if I was to show you, I don't have it, the Hong Kong 30. I think the Hong Kong 30 did have a long. Everything's all flat. A lot of these exotic euro. Turkish lira and the rand. And I don't know if you saw this big drop here. This was here, March 21st, and that's when the finance minister resigned or whatnot. Look at Hong Kong. That's looking pretty good. I think there's going to be some growth in Hong Kong. Japanese yen, same thing. So there's some growth in Asia. It's all driven by the virus. Taiwan, same thing. Here's the only US market that has a long is the Russell 2000. But it's been fairly flat. Okay, it's been very little performance. Let's see, Brian, wait. What has been short in the Brian Watt has been short in the ES for the past week and a half, convinced we will get a solid drawdown. It keeps adding, and it's short 32 MES. I really can't comment, man, but that's the Russell. It's petering out. There's no doubt. I want to see this, these kind of run-ups. But I have to tell you, will there be panic? No. I've said this before. When you see these kind of panics, let me show the daily. This is what you got to be concerned with. Okay, from August till here at the bottom, March 17th, that's been why the US dollar's been tanking. It's all virus related, but here it's starting to increase. But if these mutations starts to take hold in the virus, I do think you'll continue that trend to go down. This is what you're going to watch. And I can show you some other ones. So this is the US. Look at this. Nice, steady decline. That started late February. It's stable. It's going up actually a little bit. US bond here. This is the one you got to watch, the copper. The copper says it all. I see this steady run up, industrial metal. Gone flat. Will it not move up? Nobody knows. That's what you got to watch. Even if I was to show you that on an hourly basis, this is copper. You can see these big drops. This is what you got to watch. If things start to move down, it's these guys, the industrial metal. Gold, nothing much is going on. But I would have said copper's the one to watch. Same with oil, slight decline there. And then you got platinum as well. And then 30-year, it's moving, but the catalyst will be between copper, and that's again, virus related. If there's bad news globally, on the virus count, this is what we see. And same with the bonds. They say it all. It's not, I don't think it's a market anymore that's driving it. It's all driven by the virus, the news of the virus, as well as how overall the industrial metal scene is driven by the demand for, and the price of copper. So that says it all right there, I think. Now, something I'm supposed to look at. The ES. Okay, let's look at all the different markets here. So we have the NASDAQ. It's on a nice steady incline. That's good. Can't complain about that. But I'm sorry. That's a bond. Let's see. Let me pull it up. NASDAQ. This one was the leader that got the most longs. Okay, there we go. NASDAQ. See, it's a nice steady move up, no doubt in that. So once what I get concerned about is here and the bonds, but they're stable. I'm not sure if that means anything to you. But appreciate the questions. If there's nothing else, I'm done. Crypto, man, that's all I can tell you. Crypto. All right, so I guess I'm done. Thanks for watching. Have yourself a good day.